So the title of this sermon this morning is Things That Haven't Changed in 2020. Things That Haven't Changed in 2020. I think all of us can agree that no one was expecting 2020 and everything that it held. So many things have changed. And even in your individual lives, you'll know that so many things have changed that you just couldn't have predicted. And things always change in the time of a year, don't they? But I think the thing about 2020 is that the things that have changed have been big, massive, world-shifting things. So that's why coming to the end of a year where so many massive things have changed, I want to remind you all of a few more massive things that haven't changed. And in fact, for someone who's a Christian, for someone who's trusted in Jesus, these things will never change, no matter what happens. And the reason I want to do that is because to get through change in times, you have to have things to grab onto that are unchanging. In a storm, a ship puts down an anchor, a solid, weighty, immovable object that can't be shifted, even though everything around it is changing. And we need solid, weighty, immovable truths at the end of this year that we can fully depend on, even when everything around us is changing. So I want to frame these things that 2020 hasn't changed in terms of the past, the present, and the future. And I want us to think of them as almost three prongs on the anchor, three solid prongs on an anchor that I pray that God would ground deep into your soul this morning. So the first thing that 2020 hasn't changed is that around 2,000 years ago, the Son of God, Jesus Christ, came down to earth from heaven to ultimately die for me. To die in my place for my sins. I was thinking about that again this morning, and I just thanked God because those words, that truth, it wasn't something I'd heard 1,000 times, but he exploded it again for me in freshness and newness. And I pray that he'd do that for you this morning, that Jesus died for me, that if you're a Christian, Jesus died for you. And listen, 2020 has not changed that one tiny bit. It is fixed in history. Nothing that anyone can do or say can change that, that Jesus died for me. The Bible says that all of us, like sheep, have gone astray. We've turned our own way. We've rebelled against the loving Creator, our loving God. But instead of just leaving us to our own rebellion, Jesus came down, sent by the Father, to rescue us from our sins. And he did that by willingly laying down his life on that cross to take the punishment for my sins from a good and pure God in my place so that I could be forgiven and free. 2020 hasn't changed the weighty, solid, immovable truth that Jesus died for me. Amen. 2020 also hasn't changed the fact that Jesus was buried in a sealed tomb, guarded by soldiers, whose job it was to guard the tomb with their very lives. Listen, 2020 hasn't changed the fact, the solid, weighty, immovable truth that a sealed tomb, a band of highly trained soldiers, and even death itself couldn't hold the Son of God. And that 3 days after his death, Jesus was raised from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit, defeating every enemy. And he was exalted, lifted up to the right hand of the Father, the place he rightly deserves, where he reigns and prays for his own. Everything I just said, 2020 hasn't changed that. 2020 hasn't changed that Jesus has been raised from the dead and he lives, ever praying for his own. 2020 hasn't changed that. Jesus is there at the right hand of the Father, exalted, praying for you as his own. He defeated death. Nothing can change that. Nothing can ever undo that. He is king and he will reign forevermore. No one or nothing can change that. It's set. So there's some things that in the past, 2020 hasn't touched, hasn't tainted, hasn't changed. The first prong on our anchor, if you want. The first prong on our anchor. So, past. What about the present? That's where we're all living right now. Right now, what hasn't 2020 changed? What hasn't 2020 changed in the present? Well, it's this. If you're someone who's trusted and believed that Jesus died for you, and you've believed that God raised him from the dead, then the Bible teaches that you're complete in Jesus. I want you to think about that word complete for a minute. Just think about that word complete. In Jesus, a Christian is complete. What does complete mean? It means that you can't add anything to it and you can't take anything away from it. It's complete. I just want to read you some verses from Paul's letter to the Colossians in chapter 2, verses 6 to 10. As you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him, rooted and built up in him and established in the faith as you have been taught, abounding in it with thanksgiving. Beware lest anyone cheat you through philosophy and empty deceit, according to the tradition of men, according to the basic principles of the world, and not according to Christ. Listen, for in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and you are complete in him, who is the head of all principality and power. Someone who is complete can't have anything added to them. They can't have anything taken away. When somebody becomes a Christian through faith in Jesus, they're joined to him. And Jesus is complete. Jesus is perfect. A Christian's life is hidden with Christ in God. They are joined to him. So if Jesus is complete and you are joined to him, your life is hidden in him, then you are complete. You are complete in Jesus. 2020 did not change the solid, weighty, immovable truth that in Jesus, I am complete. 2020 did not change the solid, weighty, immovable truth that if you are a Christian in Jesus, you are complete. This is so important for us to grasp as Christians. This is Christianity 101. You won't move forward until you grasp that you're complete. 2020 could be viewed as a year that's just taken away, right? If you wanted to put a banner over 2020, one banner you could put is taken away. Taken our freedom, taken our health, and all these things are in inverted commas. Taken our freedom, taken our health, taken our plans, and for many, and tragically, taken away loved ones. But one thing that 2020 or any other year or any other thing can never take away is the Christian's completeness in Jesus. The Christian's identity and worth isn't based on what they have or haven't done that year. It isn't based on where or where they can't go or travel. It's based in Jesus and his fullness. That's what who you are is based upon, not on what you can do, not on where you go, not on anything you do. It's based on Jesus and what he has done. And 2020 can never change that. It can never change your completeness in Jesus. Many of us are going to make plans and resolutions this year, aren't we? And I could have easily preached a sermon on making resolutions and blah, blah, blah. But if 2020 has taught us anything, hasn't it taught us this? That your plans don't mean anything. Your plans can change. Listen, what's a resolution anyway? A resolution is something where you say, I'm going to do this in the future. We love to be in control, don't we? I'm going to do this in the future. And we love to say, I'm going to do this and I'm going to make this plan. But listen, instead of making resolutions about things that we want to do in the future, why don't we resolve to remember this? Why don't we resolve to remember more something that's been done for us in the past? Instead of thinking about what we're going to do in the future, why don't we think more about what's been done for us in the past by Jesus? Something that can't be changed, something that can't be shifted, something that can't be messed up by a global pandemic. Jesus dying and completing me. Being a Christian isn't about what you do. It's about who God has made you. His child. Am I saying to not have any desires or dreams to accomplish things this coming year? Of course I'm not. And anybody who knows me, even in the slightest, will know that I've got aspirations and dreams and challenges in my little head that people don't even know about. But here's the point. It doesn't matter if I don't do them. That's the point. It doesn't matter if I don't do them. I'm just as complete in Jesus if I do them or if I don't. And so are you if you are a Christian. Let's not say, I'm going to do this or that with an arrogance, but rather let's say, if the Lord wills, then I would like to do that. And let us make any plans from the foundation that we are already complete in Jesus. The Apostle Paul wrote these words from a prison cell, in his letter to the Philippians in chapter 4, verse 11. I have learned, in whatever state I am, to be content. I have learned, in whatever state I am, to be content. Paul could be content in whatever state he was because he knew he was complete in Jesus, and no situation or circumstance could add or take away from his completeness in Jesus. 2020 hasn't changed one bit, one iota, that as a Christian, you are complete in Jesus. I hope you get that. And if you don't, I pray that God would convince you of that, because even now there's people struggling over this, wrestling with it. You take it to God and let God convince you that you are complete in Jesus. That's the present. We've done the past. We've done the present. And finally, onto the future. Listen to these words from 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 to 5. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who, according to his abundant mercy, has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith for salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. 2020 hasn't changed the solid, weighty, immovable truth that the Christian's future inheritance, which will be revealed to us in the last time, cannot be changed. It cannot be changed. That inheritance cannot be corrupted or tainted or defiled, because it's reserved in heaven for you, guarded by God himself, reserved for you. It's an inheritance that one day all hurt and pain and tears will cease, and we will forever be with the Lord. As Christians, we can rest our hope fully on the grace that will be revealed to us at the revealing of Jesus Christ. It's our future glory. It's inevitable, and nothing that any year, including 2020, can throw at you as a Christian. It cannot change the inheritance that God is guarding for you in heaven, ready to be revealed at the last time. Christian, your future is secure. Nothing can change it. No one can change it. Nothing can corrupt it. Not even you. Not even you messing up. It can't corrupt the inheritance that God is guarding for you. 2020 hasn't changed our eternal living hope, Jesus Christ. So there's a few things that 2020 hasn't changed one little bit. And ultimately, those truths that I've shared with you can't change, because God himself doesn't change. And I know this might sound silly to some of you, but to me, it was the anchor this morning. 2020 hasn't changed in one bit who God is and what God has done for you. Not one bit. Nothing that's happened in 2020 has changed God or what he's done for you in Jesus. One tiny bit. At the beginning of this sermon, I said that we need solid, weighty, immovable truths at the end of this year that we can fully depend on, even when everything is changing. But over and above that, we need the God from whom those truths come. He is weighty. He is weighty. He is immovable in his love towards us. He is good, and he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is not out of control at this time. And it's by choosing to believe that what he accomplished on our behalf through Jesus, past, present, and future, cannot be shaken. Whatever last year, next year, or any year may bring. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for the solidity of who you are. I thank you that you cannot be changed. I thank you that you cannot be shifted. And I thank you so much that you have sent Jesus, and through his death and resurrection, you've incorporated us into a relationship with you, the solid, weighty, immovable God who will never let us go. In a world where everything is so uncertain, you are our certainty. You are our certainty. You are our hope. You are our solid rock. On Christ, the solid rock, I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. Lord, whatever happens in the coming year, and I wish I could say to these people here that it's going to be a better year, but I don't know. None of us do. But anyway, whatever happens, these truths aren't going to be changed. And you're not going to be changed. And our lives are hidden with Christ in you. So we can have that certainty, that security. For the past, present, and future. Lord, anchor these things in our hearts, anchor these things in our souls, not so that we just remember them on a calm day, not just that we remember them when we're sitting down comfortably listening to a sermon, but that we remember them when we're going through the storm, that we remember them in the hard times, because that's when it counts. Lord, be gracious to us, shine your light towards us, and give us that peace that passes understanding from knowing you and knowing that we're complete in you. In Jesus' precious name, amen.